Charles number.
Well, now, baby,
bit.
Recorded in December of 1953 in New Orleans, that was Big Joe Turner, the boss of the blues. Big Joe Turner with Midnight Cannonball. Turner in the 1950s had a number of R&B and pop hits, this one doing pretty well for him. But his most famous, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, which got him to number one back in 1954. He had other hits, Flip, Flop, and Fly, Morning, Noon, and Night. And he almost dominated the R&B charts in the first part of the 1950s. He was also, to some extent, a big rock and roll star at that particular time. Of course, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Bill Haley and the Comets did a version of that one. And people covered a lot of Big Joe Turner's material. He was originally from the Kansas City scene, worked with Count Basie and Benny Moten and Pete Johnson and others, a really, really fantastic blues shouter. He was preceded here on KRVS by Deacon John. We heard Deacon John from 2003 release, Deacon John leading a fine jump blues band and again doing a cover of a Ray Charles tune, Jumping in the Morning. Well, we'll stick with New Orleans next here on the Blues Box and go back to the early 1970s and music from Professor Longhair.
Locked up, honey, until you came and set it free. I'm gonna love you, pretty baby, love you till the end of time. Yes, I'm going to love you, pretty baby, love you till the end of time.
Loving no one but you.
I'm gonna spend
themselves dry. Boy, we've turned up toes and down. You know they were so dry, yeah. Boy, we've turned up toes and down. Well, now that no one know nothing, just go let them shine around.
John Mooney with a rendition of Dry Spell Blues. This is from his 2000 release on Blind Pig Records. The disc is called Gone to Hell. John Mooney affected a really good fusion of New Orleans second line rhythms and Delta style, classic Delta style slide guitar. Mooney, resident of New Orleans for many, many years. Before hearing John Mooney here on KRVS, we heard Professor Longhair from the early 1970s and from a disc called House Party New Orleans Style. Fest did a number called Thank You Pretty Baby. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to the gentleman that mentored John Mooney and really helped him learn a lot of that early Delta style of slide guitar. We're talking about the Delta blues master, Son House, first-generation blues recording artist. Son House was also a mentor to some extent to Robert Johnson, influenced Muddy Waters, and a number of others. We're going to go back to 1930, Grafton, Wisconsin, where Son House recorded that last tune that we heard John Mooney do a cover of, that piece, of course, Dry Spell Blues. We're going to listen to Son House do a number that was to influence one of Robert Johnson's tunes. Son House with a number called Walking Blues. If I had a walking
I couldn't hear no train. I couldn't hear the whistle blow. And you never blow the whistle, and the fireman he ring the bell. Hey, and the fireman he rang. If I had my way, I would set this train off a track. If I had my way, I would set the train off a track. Well, you know, she made me a promise that she would bring my sweet baby back. Well, if I can't get no stamps, baby, then I gotta try the telephone.
Block with a number called Depot Blues, an old Son House tune. This from her disc, Blues Walking Like a Man, a tribute to Son House. And of course, we heard Son House just before hearing Rory Block. We heard Son again from a recording he did in Grafton, Wisconsin for Paramount Records back in, I believe it was May of 1930. He had gone up there with Little Johnson and also Charlie Patton and I believe Willie Brown. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to a more contemporary Mississippi blues woman. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us, but had some nice tracks on some good discs. Her name, Jessie Mae Hempfield from Senatobia, Mississippi, from her disc Get Right Blues. Here's Jessie Mae on guitar and vocals with Honeybee. That wasn't Jessie Mae. We're going to turn to her now. Here she is once again.
Honeybee, honeybee, why don't you come back home? Yeah, say honeybee, honeybee, you come on back home. I ain't had no loving since my honeybee been gone. Come back to me. Yeah, you know you left me. My have me down in a bag, don't cry. If I don't go crazy, I believe I lose my mind. Oh, if I don't go crazy, I believe I would blow my mind.
Delta, way down that old sunny road. Lord, my home's in the Delta, way down that old sunny road. Lord, I ain't getting nothing in Chicago. Lord, but just my room and board. How could one people? How could people, Lord, be so mean? How could people, Lord, be so mean? Lord, I didn't have a nickel or a dime. My landlady done put me, Lord, out in the cold. All right, all right. I'm gonna catch the first thing smoking. Lord, back down the road I go. I'm gonna catch the first thing smoking. Lord, back down that old road I go. Lord, I ain't getting nothing in Chicago, hey, hey. Oh, Lord, but just my room and board.
Buddy Guy and Junior Wells. Of course, Junior Wells on vocals on this particular track, a rendition of the Muddy Waters tune, Call My Home Is in the Delta. This from a disc called Alone and Acoustic. It was released here in the United States on Alligator Records back in 1991. It was recorded 10 years prior to that in Paris. Prior to hearing Buddy Guy and Junior Wells, we heard the late Jessie Mae Hemphill from a disc called Get Right Blues. She did a tune called Honeybee. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. Tonight we'll close out the Downtown Alive spring season with the band The Generationals, as well as Lily Brave. The music starts at 6 p.m. at Park International. And also a little later, Generationalists as well as Brass Bed will be at Artmosphere. The girls play at Blue Dog Cafe this evening. Scott Island Stag is at Bisbano's. And also tonight, Walter Jr. at Imonelli, Lerone Rubin at Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night, Michael Juan Nunez and the American Electric playing tonight at Antlers immediately after Downtown Alive. Also this evening, Jambalaya at Randall's, the Wayne Blue Burns Band at Clementine in New Iberia. Kurt Boudreaux plays Tokyo Sushi Live tonight and tomorrow night. Dan DeSandro Trio will appear at the Poor Bar and Winery in River Ranch this evening. Epiphany, the Neurostottles, and the Penske File will be at the Wild Salmon this evening. Rusty Metayer and the Zydeco Crush will play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Brobridge tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon here in Lafayette, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. Tomorrow evening, Hazy Ray and Nichols and Dimes will be at Artmosphere. Andrew Dion and Bonsoir Cotin play Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night. The Wooden Wings, Bantam Foxes, and Self-Aware Wolf will be at Feed and Seed in downtown Lafayette tomorrow night. Rio Luminoso plays Posadas on Ambassador Caffrey. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play Saturday at Gavi's Mexican Grill on Bertrand. Also on Saturday, the Huval Fusilier Cajun Trio, as well as the Midnight Ramblers, will be playing the Liberty Theater in Eunice. And Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys play La Poussière in Brobridge Saturday night. Also, there's a benefit Sunday for Jamie Kelly, who's anybody listens to much local blues will definitely be familiar with his great playing. Jamie Kelly benefit at Wawi's on the River. That's Sunday in Milton, starting at 1 p.m. And it's going to feature a lot of area musicians: Robbo, Roadkill, Jade Straza, also Andy Smith Band, Brian Baudouin, Zach Ramhall, Leslie Campbell, High Heel Sneakers, Ronnie Weiss, who has played with Jamie for many years. Again, that's at Wawi's on the River, a benefit for Jamie Kelly on Sunday. Also on Sunday, Anya and Richard Burgess, as well as Hoagie Siebert, will play at Nunu's in Arnaville. Corey Arsenault's at Randall's. And Goldman Thibodeau and the Lawtel Playboys play Vermilionville Sunday for a Bal du Dimanche. On Monday, there's a Bluegrass Jam every Monday night at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. On Tuesday night, it's Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, also at Oasis Sports Bar and at Backstage Bar and Grill. Tuesday night is Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Wednesday night is the night for a Cajun Jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. And right now is the time for the Robert Cray Band. Robert Cray from his disc This Time. It came out in 2009. Here's Cray and Company with That's What Keeps Me Rockin'.
I was talking to my neighbor that lives next door. He marveled at your pace as you went walking to the store. I said, hurry up, baby, and come right back. You know she brought me a meal, 'cause I didn't want a snack. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me keeping on. She's got smooth long legs, curly red hair. When I look into her eyes, that you would never dare. When I see that sunlight shining through your dress, you know I'm transforming to a hell of a mess. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me keeping on.
Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
Well, she ain't no cowgirl, but you know how. Yippee-ki-yay. She can't rope. Oh, she can't ride. But you keep that shotgun by her side. Oh, she ain't no cowgirl. But she know how. Hell, yippee-ki-yay. Well, she went down, that's right, she went down to Saddle Street. Well, she shot two men down, you know, down in Saddle Street. Went down to Buffalo, you know she did, yeah, that's right, shot one more. Woo! Well, she ain't no cowgirl. Yeah, but you know how. Yippee-ki-yay. Yippee-ki-yay. Yippee-ki-yo.
Ain't No Cowgirl. That was music from Otis Taylor from his disc White African that came out in 2001. He received a Blues Music Award for that particular disc. It was named Best Artist Debut. He's had quite a number of discs out since that time. Really interesting, very brooding lyrics in a lot of his compositions. Again, Otis Taylor. He was preceded by the Robert Cray Band here on KRVS from their disc. This time we heard Cray singing and playing guitar on a piece called That's What Keeps Me Rockin'. Otis Taylor's had his daughter Cassie Taylor on a number of his releases and a number of the tracks on his discs, singing background vocals, that sort of thing. She has her own brand new release out on Yellow Dog Records. The disc is called Out of My Mind from that disc. Here is Cassie Taylor, daughter of Otis Taylor, with a number called Spare Some Love.
Thank you.
Geneva Magnus from her disc on Alligator Records called What Love Will Do. That's sort of the title track. That's What Love Will Make You Do, name of that number. That one came out in 2008. She's had quite a number of discs out over the years, originally from the Detroit area. Really, really hard upbringing, and she's done very, very well for herself, a highly respected and recognized blues diva these days. Before hearing Geneva Magnus, we heard Cassie Taylor from her brand new disc, Out of Mind. Again, she is the daughter of Otis Taylor. And we turn next here on KRVS to a track from what is unfortunately Etta James' last release. It came out in 2011. That was the disc The Dreamer. Here's Etta James with a tune called Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want, honey. We know all the names. We are the people that can find whatever you need. If you got the money, honey, now we got your disease in the jungle. Welcome, welcome to the jungle. Yeah. Watch it bring you to your knees. I don't know what you bleed. Welcome to the jungle. Take it every day. If you want it, you're gonna bleed, but it's the price you pay. You're a very sexy guy that's very hard to please. You can taste the bright lights, but you won't get them for free in the jungle. Welcome, welcome to the jungle. Yeah. I want to hear you scream, ow! When you high, oh, you never ever want to quit or come down. Suck down, suck down. Welcome to the jungle, yeah. Now listen. Welcome to the jungle. It's worse here every day. Learn to live like an animal in the jungle where we play. If you got a hunger for what you see, you'll take it eventually. You can have anything you want, but you better not, better not take it from me. Jungle, baby.
Welcome to the Jungle again. Music from Etta James from her disc, The Dreamer. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS, we broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, also the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and by listeners like you. Listeners like you keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you are one of those listeners, we'd like to thank you for that support. If not, we hope you'll join us and support public radio. Help us keep these programs on the air with a contribution. You can contribute securely online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We have some Muddy Waters coming up at 10:06, so stay tuned for that. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, a gentleman that played with Muddy Waters many, many years ago. We're talking about the late George Harmonica Smith. Here he is with a tune called Last Chance, again taking us up to news time.
Thank you.